look at my skin on my floor. The psoriasis from my skin turns to ash. This is all accumulated psoriasis on the floor from my skin over the past, I'd say it's from over the past 5 years, at least. But probably, even some of this is from 6 years, because some of this is maybe 6 years ago, even, because I've just put off cleaning this room, really. At least parts of this room I've put off cleaning, really. And it's not that big of a bedroom, but it's a small bedroom. But it's really cluttered with all this sand from me. This is sand from my skin. It's just everywhere on the floor now. I mean, that's gotta be... This easily would cover my entire body several times. There's so much of it. I think I'm coughing from it in the air, maybe. But I'm finally cleaning this room up. I'm never letting it get this bad ever again as far as cleanup is concerned. It's just really overwhelmed me. I was single throughout all these years, and I was really depressed for a lot of it. And, you know, that was a tough time for me. Things are getting better. I mean, I'm really determined to fight it now. It's tanning. Because tanning really helps it if you really into a lot of it. I tan pretty well. This is just a disaster. This is a total disaster. Having all this on the floor is a disaster. Sad. So sad. I'm just cleaning up the hairs I picked up. Probably just excess hair that falls on the ground. All this psoriasis all over the floor. Just total catastrophe. Oh my gosh. I'm tripping over my shoes over there. It's sad. Anyway, been dealing with this since 2003 when I was in high school. I'm 31 years old. It's the year 2017 now, and I can't believe how bad it got. It's everywhere on my body, and it's a genetic condition that just gets out of hand for some people. And it's usually because of stress that it gets that bad, I would say. And definitely I was stressed out the whole time. I was stressed out about having psoriasis. So it made the psoriasis worse. It made the psoriasis get worse and worse and worse every year. Probably just like exponentially worse every year. Now it's so bad that I just feel splinters everywhere on my body constantly. Even in the summertime, which is usually the good time of year for psoriasis, because sunlight and the climate do a good job of fighting it. But now I'm just doing so bad. I bought a UVB lamp for tanning about a year ago. It's still a terrible struggle, but it's a lot better for that lamp now. It's better than going to a tanning salon every day of every year, which is expensive and awkward to do that often. I don't know. I tan well, so I can't afford any of the options that are reasonable. It's just awful because of my income. I don't make enough money. I mean, I know that Stelara works because they gave me samples of it for a short period of time and it went away completely, but it took me off of the samples because it costs, like they say, just about $10,000 each dose for Stelara. And it's ridiculous. That's so ridiculous because it's the only drug that worked in all those years. That was the one drug that actually got rid of it within like a month or so. By the second dosage, obviously, it was completely clear from my body. That was back in, like, 2000, I think 2013, maybe, when they gave me samples. Now it's, I mean, it went completely away and then came back within 6 months after they took me off of it. All the psoriasis covered my whole body again within 6 months again after they took that off. I mean, after they stopped giving me doses. It's a disaster. This whole situation is terrible. Be grateful if you don't have an autoimmune disease. A genetic autoimmune disease. It just happens genetically. It just happens hereditarily. It's a hereditary condition. It's a terrible thing, especially when you have psoriatic arthritis with it. All of the pain in my nails and fingertips and my ankle and my toes. It's so bad. I think one of the first years I had psoriasis, one of the years I had the arthritis in both of my kneecaps, both of my knees were really badly swollen, and they went down, and it never got that bad again, or never really, my knees never swelled up again. I don't know why they never swelled up again, but I'm glad they never did, because it was really bad. I was, I think, 20, or maybe it was maybe about 21 when I had that, and I was just about to start walking with a cane at 21. And my parents were not sympathizing people about it. They were jerks, because they're religious snobs. They don't understand anything, and they don't have psoriasis, you know? My mom's sister had psoriasis before she passed away. But, you know, my mom is not that kind of a person who tries to understand. She saw my psoriasis, my aunt saw my psoriasis before she passed away, and she said that's the worst she's ever seen anybody have psoriasis. It was way worse than hers actually was. Hers wasn't even half as bad, she said. And that was back when I was like 20 or something, I think. And she saw it, and I only had it for a couple of years at that point. This is just terrible. This is my skin. This is my psoriasis, this is my skin, and this is my story. This is my psoriasis, this is my skin, and this is my story.